This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A short post-Thanksgiving trading session last Friday brought small losses to row crops amid light trading following another disappointing week of U.S. export sales. Here are your closing markets from Friday from the Chicago Board of Trade. For December, corn, 359.5, down 2.25. March, 371 even, down 1.75. And May, 384.75, down 4.5. Soybeans for January, 880 even, down 3. March, 895.25, up 1.5. And May, 909 even, down 6. On to Chicago wheat for December, $5 even, up 1.25. March, 507 even, up 2 cents. And for May, 533.25, up 20.25. Moving on to soybean meal for December, 306.40, down 20. January, 310.50, up $1.80. And March, 312.40, up $1.60. Soybean oil for December, 27.68, down 12. January, 27.90, down 9. And March, 28.30, up 5. We'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the latest cash grain report.
This is Wednesday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Wednesday afternoon. Today was the last full trading day for the holiday week. Positive export news added firmness to corn values, and optimism over China trade negotiations gave soybeans some minor strength. In northern Western Illinois, country dealers quoted shell corn bids up a penny at 324 to 347. Soybean bids were mostly 2 cents higher at 809 to 838. In central Illinois, country dealers quoted shell corn bids up a penny at 320 to 342. Soybean bids were 2 cents higher at 807 to 848. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up a penny at 322 to 357. Soybeans were 2 cents higher at 818 to 852. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids are 2 cents higher at 828 to 863. Basis is unchanged at 5500 to 20 under the January. High pro soybean meal on the truck basis is offered at 286.60 to 298.60, down 50 cents a ton, with basis steady at 20 under to 8 under the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were a penny higher at 339 to 362, with basis unchanged at 2300 option to December. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted to producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at 340 to 357. Basis is up 1 to 2 at 2200 to 5 under the December. Soybeans ended mixed at 842 to 848, with basis steady to down 4 at 41 under to 35 under the January. New crop wheat prices are 2 cents lower at 487 to 501, with basis steady at 3500 to 21 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 cents higher at 370 to 371. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 2 cents. Wool quotations at 863 to 864. Soft wheat closed down 2 cents at 522 to 524. And Milo ended the day up a penny at 352 to 362. Contract bids for producers for January delivery and corn in the northern part of the state at 328 to 355. Soybeans at 807 to 844. And in the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 333 to 355. Soybeans at 820 to 861. And in the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at 336 to 367. Soybeans at 824 to 858. And June, July wheat at 480 to 510. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are your livestock markets from the Chicago Board of Trade. For December, live cattle, 117.37, up 97 cents. February, 121.30, up 55 cents. And April, live cattle, 123.40, up 80 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 149.50, up 87 cents. March feeder cattle, 146.30, up $1.12. And April feeder cattle, 146.95, up $1.57. For lean hogs on December, 59.72, up $1.45. February, $68.30, up $2.12, and April, $73 even, up $1.85. Again, we'll move to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the latest cash livestock report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 61 cents lower, in a range of 46 to 51.70 with a weighted average carcass price of $50.76. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices were steady, with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded $30 to $33, 4 to 5 weighted $32 to $37, 5 to 6 weighted $36 to $41, and over 600 pounds $38 to $44. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices of barrels and gilts country buying points were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $28 to $36. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled $20,106. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established, with 390 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $66.97, which is a dollar and a quarter higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses are $213.69, which is 40 cents lower, while select carcasses are $198.26, which is 17 cents lower. The estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000 compared to 118,000 last week and 121,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 478,000 compared to 478,000 last week and 459,000 one year ago. A recap of the Fairview Sale Barn auction for Tuesday, November 20th had receipts of 289. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers under 1,300 pounds sold a quarter higher. Slaughter steers over 1,300 pounds sold 2 1/4 higher. Slaughter heifers sold 50 cents higher. Slaughter cows traded steady to $2 to $3 lower. And slaughter bulls were $2 lower. Slaughter steers choice at $108 to $114.50. Slaughter heifers choice at $107.50 to $113.50. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at $77, breakers average dressing at $41 to $51, and boners average dressing at $37 to $47, and leans average dressing at $25 to $35.50. And slaughter bulls were $61.50 to $72.50. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys at the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Farmers and ranchers in parts of the Midwest are fending off a new menace. The federally protected black vultures, which swoop down and peck newborn calves and other small animals to death. Some cattle producers have lost multiple calves due to vulture attacks that have become increasingly common over the past decade or so. Lambs, goats, foals, and other animals also have been victimized. Missouri has been a long-time home to turkey vultures, a large but relatively harmless bird that feeds off the carcasses of dead animals. The black vulture does too, but it also attacks live animals. The black vulture, more common in South America, gradually made its way north, first into the southeastern United States. In recent years, the range has extended into the southern parts of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Tom Cooper, an expert on migratory birds for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says warmer winters are part of the reason black vultures have ventured further north. Missouri Department of Conservation spokesman Francis Skalicki says both types of vultures serve a vital purpose. They are nature's cleanup crew, Skalicki said. They help rid the landscape of dead animals and dead carcasses. That would be a huge problem if we didn't have things like vultures around. The problem is the black vulture, unlike the turkey vulture, also feeds on live animals, especially helpless small ones. Experts say vultures traveling in gangs prey on newborn calves, sometimes even during the birthing process. Most of the victimized livestock are less than 2 weeks old. They gang up on them and they start pecking at them, and it is a fatality for the livestock, Skalicki said. Agricultural and wildlife experts say the number of calves or other livestock killed by black vultures is unknown, The problem seems worse in the Midwest because farmers and ranchers are still learning how to deal with the attacks, Cooper said. Defending against them is even more difficult because the vultures are protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Farmers and ranchers can shoot them, but only with a permit. Proof of damage is required to get the permit. Experts say one non-lethal way to ward off attacks is to hang a replica of a black vulture in effigy near where the calves and other animals congregate. Farmers are also encouraged to remove calf afterbirth quickly, since black vultures are attracted to it. Black vultures are smaller than turkey vultures and with different coloring. The turkey vulture is typically 32 inches long with a 72-inch wingspan, while the black vulture is typically only 25 inches long with a 57-inch wingspan. The black vulture has a black head with white tips on the undersides of its wings. Turkey vultures have red heads as adults, and the immature ones have gray heads. FDA Administrator Scott Gottlieb took to Twitter on Thanksgiving to talk about romaine lettuce. In addition to referring to plans to allow romaine to return to the market after the E. coli outbreak in Canada and the United States, he talked about a positive new labeling standard to aid in tracing products during future outbreaks. One of his Thanksgiving tweets says the FDA believes the E. coli infected lettuce came from California. Gottlieb says the new goal is to now withdraw the product that's at risk of being contaminated from the market, as well as to restock the market. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the FDA announced the outbreak on November the 20th, asking all levels of the supply chain to remove romaine from the market, as well as the product that hasn't been shipped. Gottlieb noted that romaine from Arizona and Florida will be harvested soon. We're working with growers and distributors on labeling produce for location and harvest date, as well as possible other ways of alerting consumers that the new product is post-purge, he tweeted. We're looking to make this new labeling the standard rather than a short-term fix. In other national news, food price inflation may heat up a bit next year. Maybe. Gary Crawford has a report from Washington.
It looks like grocery store food prices overall this year will not follow the yearly declines we saw in 2016 and 17.
Currently, we're expecting grocery store prices to remain unchanged to increase as much as 1% in 2018.
No, but still, USDA economist Anne-Marie Kuhn says that's well below the 20-year average of just over 2% yearly food price inflation. Now, so far, prices have gone up 0.4%. Now, for next year, however,
we're expecting to pay 1% to 2% more for our groceries in 2019.
Kuhn says it's not so much that there's going to be a lot of changes that would push prices up, but rather,
we're just not having as many factors that are putting downward pressure on prices.
Such as the falling energy prices and low inflation rate in the general economy that we've seen over the last couple of years. But Kuhn says this is, of course, a very early forecast, subject to change. After all, in late 2016, she was also forecasting 2017 prices to rise 1% to 2%, and they fell instead by 0.2%. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
That's all we have for this Monday morning. Reporting Ag News for WSMI, I'm Gabe Osborne.